get your money, there's a reason I believe. Bitter with a rusty hammer, standing strong in the things that I've seen. If I'm bringing my soul to you, coming at you with truth in my eyes. Bitter with a rusty hammer, strong feeling everything gonna be just fine. Strong feeling everything gonna be just fine. Strong feeling everything gonna be just fine, 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 fine. Strong feeling everything gonna be just fine. My mama screaming for truth and justice.
All right. Get ready. Here we go again.
Music, reggae music, is tell you, I tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, yeah. Lovers rock, yeah. Dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guidance. Ja out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 17th of June, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Uksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we get paid a visit from Coldwater Road, who have been playing the circuit of Irish theme pubs and craft brewery tap rooms, and are ready to release their new CD. Maybe they'll even play a tune or two. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So we got Patrick and Steph here from Coldwater Road. Hi, folks.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So you guys are still setting up. Do you need a few more minutes? Or?
I think we're almost there.
All right.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to throw a tune on.
Okay, perfect.
This is Allison McDonald, who is a good friend of ours. She does lots of musical theater across the country. In fact, right now she's, I think, in Kingston doing Patsy Cline.
Oh, right.
A Closer Walk with Patsy
awesome.
Cline. Anyway, she released an album called I'm Moving Along, and it's a collection of her favorite show tunes and pop hits from the 50s and 60s. So we've been playing like a song a week just to sort of get the word out on it.
Last Friday I heard one of her songs on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to play another one now.
Yeah, right.
This
on.
One is, it's a Doris Day song
yeah.
from the early 50s. It's called If I Give My Heart to You.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me? And be
back. That's Allison McDonald and her new CD. And Patrick and Steph from Coldwater Road are here. Now you're ready?
We're so ready.
We're ready.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you again. It's, you know.
Well, Patrick and I go back a while. When did we first meet? It was Way of the World, which was that, 2009?
I think so, yeah.
Doing a play at the Jericho
Arts
Center.
One year out of VFS, and we did that together. And then, and then we just did Nuts on the drive.
Down at the Havana.
And so this period of, like, within
excellent.
2 weeks. Steph saw it?
You liked it? It was excellent, guys.
I always find that period of 2 weeks after a show wraps, you're kind of in withdrawal of the process because you spend so much time, especially towards the end and during the production, like with each other. And
I haven't had that chance.
Yeah, no, you're still going nuts. Six or seven plays.
Want to know something really funny is I just got, I'm doing the two plays for Ensemble Theater as an actor.
Yeah.
Plus I'm doing sound design for a Fringe show with Joan Bryan's, Mrs. Barber's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And then a couple of days ago, Jacques Lalonde called me up to ask me to do sound design for his Fringe show. He's doing Trump the Musical.
Oh my!
So well, you I have no to be involved with that
I
one.
No, I can't turn that down.
No. I understand that.
Yeah.
So, no. it just keeps going crazy. Right, but when you know when we first started working, you were already, well, you had your ukulele in the play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and you were busking on Gravel
and I was
Island.
Doing some busking. Yeah. And at that point, I was in another band that we had kind of formed with a different group of people, my first band.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that just didn't kind of carry much energy through the years. And then we turned it into Coldwater Road and going strong since 2012.
Wow.
And which isn't really that long, but.
Yeah. And it's more than just it's more than just the two of you, though, right?
Yeah, there's five of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kind of varies depending on the venue. And
we like to mold to fit the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're malleable and it's fun. You kind of flush out new elements of the sound and the songs.
Definitely.
When you just play in different combinations. Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steph and I work on a lot of the rhythm kind of stuff and the pocket of a song, if uh-huh. you will, when we play together. Whereas Charles, our guitar player and vocalist, and I will like kind of work more on harmonies and like when we play together. And then so you have a kind of different chance to focus on different compartments of the song and then come together and
bring it all together.
Yeah. And then it's amazing.
And then it really gets amazing. It's true. So, no, we're happy.
So Steph,
fun.
What's your story?
Well, I've been playing music pretty much my whole life and joined Patrick 2 years ago.
Yeah, a little more than 2 years ago.
I heard Coldwater Road was looking for a bass player and I was like, I'm it.
Yeah. Here's my chance.
Here I am.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yeah. We greatly accepted her energy and expertise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ontario.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a big place. Can you narrow it down?
Like near Peterborough. It's
uh-huh.
2.5 hours from Toronto. And didn't do much there. Learned to play a lot of instruments.
Yeah. What brought you out west?
I went to UBC, actually.
Uh-huh.
When I was 18, I was like, gotta get as far away from my parents as I can. So I came to UBC.
We're both UBC alum.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Steph and I met I used to host an open mic, and we used to just go to a regular open mic at Benny's Cafe on Broadway.
Yeah.
Is where we met and started jamming together, and then...
That's where pretty much the whole band met
each
other.
It's true.
Open Benny's
mics,
Bagels.
It's my best advice to musicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Open mics is where you meet your friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you itching to play a tune?
Yeah, you
Let's
can tell.
Totally.
I'm a little shaky even. No. All right. This is a new song of ours we're going to play called Lately. And it's on the new EP, which we're releasing next Friday at the Fox Cabaret.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after you're done.
Lately, I felt crazy, like there's something missing in me. I go to work, unchained by the scenery. Those train cars have gone so far from the places that I dare to see. Like most of us, I dream in fantasy. Like most of us, I dream to make believe. Darling, don't close your eyes too long. You might emphasize all the wrong things if you close your eyes. For fear of falling, it's just a fear of heights. If you move through it all at your own pace, shuffling the cards you take, not knowing where they'll lead you. Like that old train
that you took way back when the times were swiftly changing. A breeze that shifts everything away from its deeper meaning. So I'll go on believing everything I read. Don't close your eyes, 'cause you might emphasize all the wrong things if you close your eyes for fear of falling. It's just a fear of heights. We are living on the line.
Oh, oh, oh.
We are living on the line.
Oh, oh, oh.
We are living on the line.
Oh, oh, oh.
We are living on the line.
Oh, oh, oh.
So don't close your eyes. You might emphasize all the wrong things if you close your eyes for fear of falling. It's just a fear of heights.
That's Lately from Coldwater Road, right here live in our studio. You guys sound nice together. Yeah.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together. We play lots of shows.
Yeah. Well, you said you were just playing last night, and you got something else tonight. Where's that going to be?
Yeah, we're on campus tonight, actually, uh-huh. at Mahoney and Sons.
Yeah.
On the corner.
That's a kind of a regular gig for you guys.
Yeah, it's turned into quite a regular gig. We're there between this location on campus and the one at Stamps Landing,
yeah.
and then occasionally the one at Burrard Landing, Canada mm-hmm. Place. We're there like twice a week right now.
Wow,
which is really nice.
Really good.
Got some friends there who, I don't know, like what we're doing right now. So
yeah.
they like having us around, and we're happy to be there.
Yeah, so. It's good to have that patronage, you know, like
yeah,
somebody that likes you likes what you're doing and likes has a place for you to play.
Absolutely, and then having the opportunity to come back on a regular basis is like
yeah,
it's kind of the best case scenario because we put on big shows as a band that. And every now and then we'll publicize and invite people to, like the one coming up on Friday. But these pub shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, we usually play just as a duo, sometimes a trio, and we work on a lot of cover material and just our favorite songs. So it kind of keeps new energy and it coming into the music as well as just
the good way to build an audience, too.
And kind of.
Hey, careful there.
You're regulars. And we're having fun. UBC's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're hoping to come on a Wednesday. We hear that the Wednesdays are the big night. One day we'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pump day.
It always was, man. I remember Wednesdays back at the pit. Oh, that's a different conversation.
I used to be the DJ Wednesdays at the pit.
Amazing.
This was like, wow, 1988, I think, 89.
You just missed me. Yeah. I think I was there in 99 to 2004. Oh.
So you just miss me.
Yeah. We miss each other.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, too. We were, a while ago, you and I were talking about Bill Minor.
Oh, yeah.
The Gray Fox.
The Gray Fox, that's
and,
right.
And you've acquired a lot of information about him.
It was a childhood fascination that has never gone away.
Yeah.
And now I've found something to do with it. A gentleman bandit. He robbed the first train in Canada, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
In 1904, just outside of Vancouver in Mission. And he was living in BC for that kind of a few years leading up to that. And he was living under a different name at the mm-hmm. time because he was a wanted criminal in the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, yeah. He was an American bandit.
He's an American citizen.
Yeah. Didn't he spend some time in prison in California?
He spent half of his life. In mostly San Quentin,
yeah.
but also a prison in Georgia, but you know, so you could argue he wasn't the best stagecoach robber / highwayman / train robber, because he spent so much time in jail. But to his credit, he escaped nearly every time he was put in.
Wow.
And his last escape was in his, like, 60s.
Yeah.
And this is a time when, you know, living into your 60s was quite the feat in its mm-hmm. own, let alone scaling prison walls or literally digging underneath them. Yeah. And
I remember the movie they made about him called The Gray Fox.
Yeah, with Richard Farnsworth.
Yeah. For some reason, what sticks in my mind is the scene that was done at the old Sweeney Cooperage at False Creek, the barrel factory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, that movie, it takes place when he was kind of, we wrote a song about it, that kind of similar period of his life when he did a stretch in San Quentin for nearly 20 years. I think it was 19 years and that was the longest, one of the longest ones he had done.
Yeah.
And he since got out and he had some relatives and a sister, I think, living in like Whatcom in mm-hmm. Washington.
Yeah.
And so he kind of drifted up and he was working on an oyster farm and he was scouting out some railroads in outside of Portland and in Washington, tried to rob them. But trains were kind of new. He had just been in jail for 20 years. The railroads had made it west and he couldn't quite get the knack of it. He was almost killed in one of them. And so he fled across the border, went under an alias while he was living in BC. George Edwards was what people called him, and he was a very popular, very well-mannered individual. Children loved him. He was very kind to women. And,
He was like this tall, handsome,
exactly,
well-dressed,
sparkly-eyed. Yeah. People kept talking about the sparkle in his eye. He had so much life and vitality, and he carried that through all of his years behind bars, which is incredible. How he did that, there's different kind of speculations about his moral character, if you will. And you know, how prison will change a man. But I don't know. I just find him a fascinating individual. He was, and eventually he was caught. They botched a train robbery outside of Kamloops. And he was caught near the Douglas Lake Ranch and did some time in New Westminster Pen and escaped from there and then made it down south again and started robbing trains. And once he got the knack of train robbing again.
Yeah.
He figured it out.
Yeah.
He went south and ended up being caught and ended up dying in a prison hospital in Georgia. Middleridge. I'm butchering that name, but something like that. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. And you wrote a song about him?
We wrote one of the songs on the EP is actually about him. It's a love song about a portion of his life when he robbed he hit this stagecoach like 3 times in 3 weeks. With this other guy.
Yeah.
And then they parted ways and split up to like lay low. And he went back to his hometown in Michigan and posed as like a wealthy mine owner from California. Ended up getting engaged to one of the, you know, town's, the daughters of one of the town's high society members.
Mm-hmm.
And then when his money started running out, he promised her that he was just going to take his mother on a restorative health cruise and he would be back to get married.
Yeah.
And, he never came back because he just went on to, you know, bigger and better trains. So we wrote a song about that. That takes place kind of in his earlier career, if you will.
Yeah.
And we wrote a new one, which isn't even on the EP, about how technology changed when he was in prison and he had to adapt.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to play that one? Or do you want to play something? Do you want to play "Please Don't Hate Me" from the
Maybe
EP?
We should play. Please don't hate
we
me.
Probably should.
All right.
Steph's better at promotions than I am.
Of course. This is from the new EP that comes out next week.
That's right.
Yeah. Coldwater Road.
Cause I don't believe in forever. I'll be back to see your smiling face and that beauty. I'll take it wherever I go. I swear to the truth as I stand here explaining just how much I wish I could stay. The part I'm ashamed is my reasons for leaving are not necessarily how I explained. I'm the last man standing in a broken down family, and now is a fine time to choose. Lay the guns down in this Michigan town and carve out a family with you. Please don't hate me if I end up leaving, 'cause I don't believe in forever. I'll be back to see your smiling face, and that beauty, I'll take it wherever I go. I have been lying. My mother is just fine, and I'm not taking her on a cruise. I don't have a fortune in North California. The money's run out. I got nothing to lose but a road into town at the top of the chain, flush with the cash from the Sanderson stage. We had stopped it 3 times in just 21 days, and then I called it quits, and then we parted ways with enough gold that I could go back to that place, ask for his daughter and give her my name. But there's only so long that I can keep faking. The saddle is calling, my rifle is waiting. Please don't hate me if I end up leaving, 'cause I don't believe in forever. I'll be back to see your smiling face, and that beauty, I'll take it wherever. Oh, please don't hate me if I end up leaving, 'cause I don't believe in forever. I'll be back to see your smiling face, and that beauty, I'll take it wherever. That beauty, I'll take it wherever I go.
That's Please Don't Hate Me, sung live in the studio by Patrick and Steph of Coldwater Road. And let's do a little sales here. Let's get this CD going here, this new it's an EP, right?
It's an EP,
it's not a full length.
That's right. I think it has to be 30 minutes for it to be an LP, and ours is coming in around 20 minutes. It's 5 songs, four original songs, and we did a cover song of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side
as
well.
Yeah.
We all love that song a lot, mm-hmm. and we just wanted to take a crack at a cover song, and I didn't know that, I just recently found out when I was getting the rights for it, that it was produced by David Bowie.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Very cool.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, that was a time, Bowie was right into that New York Warhol scene. And got in, Brian Eno and Lou Reed and that crowd.
Yeah, and all the characters in that song were people from Warhol's factory.
The
real people from the factory.
Oh, man, that would have been a time.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a release party happening at the Fox on Main Street.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, wonderful Fox Theater.
Yeah.
We played there before, had a great time, so we thought it was a nice room, great sound, good stage, perfect event mm-hmm. for this.
Yeah.
And with some very good friends of ours, Ben Everyman is going to be opening the show. It's an early show. He'll go on at about 8, and then Echo Nebraska will be taking the middle spot,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be popping on around 9:40, music curfew at 10:30 for the DJs to come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an early show, so mm-hmm. come on out and,
that's
get your
Friday.
Evening this coming Friday.
Yeah, week from today.
Week from today at the Fox. Tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a few tickets left available at the door.
Should be, yeah.
But they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked for the event.
And then what's the name of the EP?
Horses and Guns and Trucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's about all you need.
We were thinking about just calling it, you know, EP, because sometimes you do that. But we're like, no, what's the point? It might as well be fun to come up with something. And that's a line from one of the songs on the EP. It's the first line from the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of just three images and a direction we are kind of headed in terms of, like, we really like historic kind of outlaw,
yeah,
Wild West type stuff, themes, lawmen.
Yeah, and that and that's that kind of early 20th century imagery, yeah, where there's still horses, but the motor vehicles are,
yeah,
starting to take
over.
Yeah,
stuff was really changing, yeah, and people, like, especially like the men, and mostly men at the time who were you know, responsible for maintaining order and law, were responsible for huge areas,
yeah,
and like it was amazing that they did the jobs they did. And I don't know, I've always found that a fascinating period. Gold was being found, so there's tons of people coming up, and
yeah,
it was a colorful and somewhat bloody time.
Yeah.
BC's got some real gritty history that we don't necessarily teach kids too much about in school, but I'm learning. I've really become fascinated in history since, you know, going,
yeah,
through school and university, and kind of finding history through songwriting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we've got time for one more.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do, since we've been talking about the Gray Fox, do you want to do photographs?
Sure.
Yeah, I do, clearly.
Yeah, let's okay. Do it.
We're going to do another song. This one's not on the EP. This is going to give you, because we want to save some of them.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to check it out.
Yeah.
That's why I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give it a taste, and then...
You can find us on Facebook, or you can go to coldwaterroad.com. The EP is not available on the website just yet because it's not been released.
It's up on Bandcamp, though.
But it's up on...
And you can pre-order it.
That's right.
And you'll get our single for free.
Oh, Steph.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. She's the best.
All right, awesome. And so I'll before we play, I'll just say goodbye. Thanks to Patrick and Steph for coming in. Coldwater Road is playing tonight at Mahoney and Sons here on campus, and then next Friday at the Fox for the big EP release party.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thanks, Dave. We really appreciate it. All right, this is a song about times there are changing, even for train robbers. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. And with a short and swarthy poet out home in the outdoors, and a teacher from Ontario with bad tuberculosis, casually you traveled in the country south of Kamloops to the cowboys and the families. You were prospecting for gold, well-dressed and generous. These people call you George, well-mannered with the ladies and well-spoken by the whores. Recently departing some unpleasantries in Portland, the Pinkertons had gone and put your face upon a poster. Times had changed. Corporations owned the mines, and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Harshman had survived. His blood was on your coat. You had left some things behind when they arrested Charlie Hohen, branded as a bandit. You headed for the border. The oyster beds would have to go and find another foreman. 30 years in prison now, and you'd never lost your focus. You'd learned a little patience when the others would have broken, and you had to change your name again to live out in the open, and you had to find a better way to halt the locomotive. Times had changed. Corporations owned the mines, and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs
in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Very inconvenient in the hour of escape. Never know what hit 'em. I know the car they keep the safe in. Times had changed. Corporations owned the mines, and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs. In the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents.
Recognition of National Aboriginal Day, make some noise with the Red Jam Slam this June 21st, 6 to 9 p.m. Red Jam Slam is here to fill the airwaves with pride and celebrate being Indigenous.
Featuring live performances from Red Soul Blues, Farrah Palmer, Cuckoo's Nest, Aisha O, Nimkish, plus many more.
Join the audience at 1192 East Hastings or listen live at CITR.ca and 101.9 FM.
You can also tune in to Co-op Radio or CJSF.
From 6 to 9 p.m., the Red Jam Slam this June 21st.
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theatre group and the perfect place to get involved in theatre or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theatre related. Our motto, Theatre on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Summer sunburn, yeah. Oh, they lied, summer wine.
searching for Emily. Emily Carr, Emily Carr. We'll be right back.
So that is J-Tay 2 by Jay Arner. And that's his new CD, come off of Mint Records. And this is a track, that was a track called Earth to Jay. And ahead of that was Adrian Teacher and the Subs, a brand new tune from Terminal City, Emily Carr Punks on Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The BC Renaissance Festival is doing Enchanted Encounters in August, and they are looking for all kinds of folks. Various roles, princesses and knights and all that kind of stuff. You want to find out the details, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com on the audition page and search for Enchanted Encounters. Fighting Chance Productions, they are continuing to just churn them out. Now they're doing auditions for Now or Later by Christopher Shin. This is a new play that examines religion, freedom of expression, and personal responsibility. It's going up in October at the PAL Theater, and the auditions are in mid-June, which is right now. What you do is you contact auditions at fightingchanceproductions.ca, let them know you want to be a part of it, and then they will set up an audition for you. Langley Players Drama Club doing two plays by George F. Walker, two one-acts in one night called Parents' Night and The Bigger Issue. Dave Williams is directing that. The auditions are happening on the 19th and 20th at the Langley Playhouse, and the play itself is going up on October 20th to the 19th of November. They need seven actors in total, five females and two fellas. The Fringe Lock and Key Theater doing Women of Lockerbie for the Fringe this year. And it's written in the style of Greek tragedy, sort of going in rhyming couplets. It explores the grief, forgiveness, and healing that is the fantastic. And let's do that again. Women of Lockerbie, written in the style of Greek tragedy, rhyming couplets and all that stuff. It's going to be at the Fringe. And it's essentially the story of the explosion of a flight out of Libya that exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland, and how the people of that town reacted to it and how they responded. And it's a great vehicle for female performers. They're looking for five women between the ages of 45 and 70, and one man in his late 40s or early 50s, or at least people who can play those age ranges. It's going to be up at the Havana Theater during the Fringe. The auditions are on Tuesday, the 21st of June, that's this coming Tuesday, at St. Barnabas Church in New Westminster. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge doing A Few Good Men by Aaron Sorkin. And that is happening in, that's happening in September, and the auditions are on June 25th. Looking for 14 actors in total, and it's open to all male and female actors, so cross-gender casting in that one. Theaterinthecountry.com is the place to go to find out more on that. Another restoration comedy coming up. This one's at United Players. It's The Beau's Stratagem. Written by George Farquhar, adapted by Thornton Wilder and Ken Ludwig. So there's a couple of high-level names on that. That's going to be the September offering at United Players at the Jericho Arts Center. The auditions are a week from Sunday, the 26th of June, at the Jericho Hill Center, right by the West Point Grey Academy. And if you want to get in on that one, you contact Andre. Her phone number is 604-224-8007. And she will set up an audition appointment for you. Pantomime for Christmas, but they're auditioning at the end of June. It's Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack in the Beanstalk, and that is happening in Maple Ridge on the 26th. If you want to know more about that, it's Spectacular Productions. That's SPECCTACULAR Productions. Metro Theater's setting up for their Christmas panto as well. The auditions for that are in August. They're doing Robin Hood and Marion this time around. Coming up in July, Sidekick Players doing Norm Foster's Mending Fences. The auditions are July 5th and 6th, and the production is in October. The Putting It Together Collective doing a play called City of Angels. This is a stylized musical comedy by Larry Gelbart. And it is happening in July, July of 2017. The auditions are July of 2016, July 11th to be precise. And that audition is at the BMO Arts Center in the Olympic Village on West 1st. Contact thepitcollective@gmail.com for more information on that. Eternal Theater Collective doing Square One, a youth theater festival featuring four new short plays written by youth playwrights. It will boast a cast and crew and creative team made up entirely of young people between the ages of 13 and 25. Production's happening August 15th and 16th. Rehearsals, blah, 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 blah. Audition date, there we go, July 16th, etcperformingarts@gmail.com. I got a couple more here. Sidekick Players, I just read that one, didn't I? Mending Fences, yeah, I got that one. Standing Room Only doing 12 Angry Jurors. That's happening in October. The auditions are on July the 6th at the Scottish Cultural Center. And last but not least, Metro Theatre doing Jane Austen Sense and Sensibility. That's happening in October, and the auditions for that are in August. For details of these and other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Time for one last song, and this is a tribute to a dear friend of the show. I'm talking, of course, about John Mann, who just has been announced to be a recipient of the highly prestigious Order of British Columbia. He and Red Robinson, among others, getting the dogwood this year. As you know, John has recently retired from performing due to illness, and they had a big show at the Commodore about a month ago to say goodbye to Spirit of the West. And there's going to be a TV special coming up July the 1st. If you get HBO, look out for that. It's called Unforgettable. And it's sort of the story of Spirit of the West, the story of John Mann himself, and the struggles that he and his family has gone through. This is a song that he wrote for his wife. It's a love song. It's John Mann for Jill.
Ours was no tender courtship. We hit the hardwood floor. Banged our hips, bruised our lips, licked our wounds and more. And the names of God and Jesus Christ echoed down the hall. Where a photograph, your 8x10 was taped up on the wall. I could, in sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew I would. On the heat of summer asphalt, in the middle of our road, on a dirty old car blanket, with a pavement turning cold, we counted shooting stars on naked fingers, naked toes. We keep counting on each other to still love what we behold. I love you all over again, just like I promised I could. At the edge of the beach, at the edge of the trail, at the edge of the woods. And when our hair goes gray or gone, and our hands turn, at the edge of the cliff, at the edge of the woods, in sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew
we
could.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out today goes to the many talented voices who helped us out with At Home and Overseas. The World War II History Project we presented last November for Remembrance Day was given honorable mention for special programming at this year's National Campus and Community Radio Awards, with sincere thanks and gratitude for all who helped make that show happen. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca, or you can also find us on iTunes, CITR/DaveRadio. Stick around. Eleanor, who also took an award at the NCRA, is up next. Well, she's not here, but she's got a very special encore presentation of Femme Concept coming up next. And it's here somewhere. There it is. Okay. And Dave Radio, and also Nardwar, who he'll be here at 3:30. Nardwar is a national treasure. He doesn't need any awards. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
You together again with